morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to be here again. So this morning, we're going to be talking about John 10, 9 through 11. We are all sheep, and we're all looking for a shepherd. You and I are being shepherded by something. The only question is, what are we being shepherded by, and where is that shepherd taking us?
问题就是我们是被什么来牧养的，而且是我们那些牧羊人把我们带到什么地方。
But the rest of our conversation today hinges on one point.
我们接下来的的讲座都会是在停留在同一个点上。
You and I must agree that we are sheep.
你我都应该同意，是我们都是一个绵羊。
That isn't a compliment.
这个不是一个夸赞。
Now, I don't have a lot of hands-on experience with sheep.
我没有很多亲手的对那个绵羊的经历。
But I've spent a lot of time with goats.
但是我花了很多时间饲养山羊。
Goats are sort of like sheep, but with a criminal record.
山羊就像一种绵羊，但是它有很多的犯罪记录。
I grew up on a farm that's about 2 hours from here, and my dad is a doctor, but he wanted us to have something constructive to do with our time.
我生长在这边，大概两个小时车程的一个农场。我的爸爸是一个医生，然后他通常要求我们去做一些非常有意义的事情。
So he bought goats for us to take care of.
所以他买了一些山羊给我们，来保养。
The goats were our sole responsibility.
这些山羊都完全是我们的责任的。
But with that responsibility came opportunity.
如果有这些这些责任的话，同时也带来了一些机会。
My dad allowed us to keep any of the profit that we made from selling these goats.
我爸爸通常会让我们得到所有的这些如果收入，如果从卖这些山羊里面的收入。
That was a problem, though.
但是有一个问题。
Because in order to sell them, we had to keep them safe and relatively unharmed.
为了让他们去卖他们的话，我们要保证他们的安全，确认他们不会受伤害。
Which is hard when goats are incredibly dumb.
通常这非常困难，因为那些山羊有时候会非常的笨。
You'll see here, actually, this is my son, and then one of our billy goats.
这就是你看到的照片，这是我们的儿子和我们的公羊。
So the goats would often get into the feed troughs and get stuck.
这些公羊通常会跑到那些饲料槽里面，然后给夹住了。
So we built fences around the feed troughs, so they couldn't get into the feed troughs.
所以我们建立了一些栅栏，所以他们就不能跑到这个饲料槽里面。
It didn't work.
但他没有成功。
The goats would get their heads stuck in fences, trying to get the grass that's just on the other side.
这些山羊通常会跑到这个栅栏里面，然后它想吃外面的草。
Or they would escape the fences completely and run into the road, where the speed limit was 75 miles per hour.
或者是他们会逃跑这些栅栏里面，跑到一个公路上面，那个公路上面通常是75 miles每小时的一个限速。
The speed limit wasn't 75 miles per hour, but people drove 75 miles per hour.
这个限速不是75 miles per hour, 而是有人开得这么快。
These goats had zero survival instincts.
这些山羊没有一点关于生存的那种本性。
Sorry. I know goats and sheep are not the same thing, but they are closely related.
我知道山羊跟绵羊通常不是一个完全的东西，但他们是非常接近的。
And Jesus says that we are like sheep.
And 耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们就像一只绵羊。
Often in life, we follow shepherds blindly without realizing it.
通常在生活当中，我们都是跟随着牧羊人，完完全全的跟随着牧羊人，我们没有一点意识到。
We follow shepherds of culture, comfort, control, cynicism.
我们通常会追随牧羊人的一些，比如说文化、控制，还有一些所有的那些事情。
And plenty of others that don't start with C.
所以所有的好多东西都不以C 为开头的。
Jesus sees our condition as sheep, and he declares that he is the good shepherd.
耶稣基督看到了我们这些条件，然后他声称说他是一个好的牧羊人。
He leads us, he protects us, he provides for us, and he lays down his life for us.
他领导我们，他保守我们，同时他也是领导我们的生命。
He does that so that we can have abundant life with him.
他做那样的事情是让我们有一个丰盛的生活。
So this is where we're going this morning.
这就是我们今天要讲的。
The good shepherd calls out amongst many other voices of many other shepherds claiming to lead to abundant life.
这个牧羊人都在呼唤我们，在好多不同的牧好多声称是牧羊人和不同的事情当中。
But we can know and trust that Jesus is the way to abundant life.
我们可以声称说，耶稣基督就是我们想要的丰盛的生活，有好多好多这样的原因。
Jesus in his death for us differentiates himself from every other voice.
耶稣基督牺牲了自己的生命为我们，这就是他跟其他所有的人不同的地方。
From every other false shepherd.
从那些所有的假的牧羊人里面。
And we can trust in him.
我们可以相信他。
So let's jump into our passage.
所以我们今天来我们的讲座。
Briefly for context, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees when he's making this statement after he declared that he is the light of the world.
简单的说，就是耶稣基督在的以利赛人前面说他是我们的主。
And after he healed a blind man who couldn't see but who he gave sight.
他在他医治了一个盲人以后。
The religious leaders cast him out of the temple, the blind man, but Jesus welcomes him in.
那些宗教的领袖们把那些盲人都扔到后面，扔到外面，但是耶稣基督非常欢迎这些盲人。
And then Jesus shifts the conversation to shepherding.
然后耶稣基督就把话题的考虑到牧羊人。
Oftentimes now, many of us don't have experience with shepherding, but in Jesus' time, it would have been apparent and all around.
我们现在的这个时候，大伙都不一定非常有经验，对于牧羊人来说，但是在耶稣基督的那个时候，他是一个非常有经验的人。
So the good shepherd first calls us in.
所以一个好的牧羊人，第一个就是呼唤着我们。
In verses 7 and 9, Jesus declares that he is the door or the gate.
在第七节里面，耶稣基督声称说他是那个门。
To understand what Jesus is saying when he's claiming that, we have to understand what sheep pastures looked like in Jesus's context.
为了理解这个东西的话，我们需要第一个理解的就是这个 context 这个耶稣基督的这个话题。
These were often low-walled, enclosures made with sticks or stones, and there was one opening and one exit.
这些通常都是有建了一些石头啊，还有那些那些那个门是建立用石头还有一些木头给建立起来的一个门，所以那些人都从里面进去或者出来。
At night, the sheep would be gathered into this pasture, and the shepherd himself would sleep at that opening, so that nothing could get out and nothing else could get in.
所以那些羊都会在这个住在的门里面，然后那个牧羊人也会住在门的旁边，所以所有的东西都不能进去或者出来从那个门里面。
The shepherd became the door.
所以那个牧羊人就成为了那个门。
So Jesus says, "I am the door."
所以耶稣基督说，我就是那个门。
And he's saying, "I am the way into the safety of God's flock."
他就是在说，我就是那个安全的地方。
I'm the entrance to security, to belonging, and to life.
我就是那个进入到安全、归属感，还有所有的生命。
So this is about both salvation, safety, and sustenance.
所以包括所有的救赎的安全和所有。
Through Jesus, we're not only saved from danger, we're welcomed into rest and abundance.
所以耶稣基督的话说，我们不仅仅是安全，而且是包括进入丰盛的生活。
He says the sheep who enter by him will be saved.And will go in and out and find pasture.
所以那些他说那些牧羊人进进出出的都会找到安全，会找到他们的那个牧师。
In pasture, the sheep would be nourished. That's where the green, good grass was.
所以那些牧师都会把那些羊放在好多有草的地方。
And they would be safe.
他们会很安全。
But notice.What Jesus assumes here, what he's saying is that the sheep must respond.
所以从这边你们可以看到，在基督说里面有一个条件，就是这些羊必须要有所响应。
If anyone enters by me, is an invitation.
所以如果有人进入到这边的话，它不是一个这是一个邀请。
It's a call.
这是一个呼唤。
The good shepherd stands at the gate.But the sheep must walk through, and so the sheep, our response, is to enter.
所以如果牧羊人站在那个门边的话，那个羊都必须进入，这就是对我们的呼唤。
As a side note, this passage, this specific verse, is very similar to the verse that talks about how the way is narrow.
顺便说一句，就是我们从这个今天的讲道是非常相似，跟前面的。比较短的那个非常相似。
This is often an unpopular idea in our current culture.
这就通常不太一个流行的文化在我们现在当中。
But Jesus is exclusive.
但是基督是唯一的。
He is the way.
他就是那个门。
But the way is open to all.
但是这个它是一个道，它这个道就是对所有人都开放的。
He is the good shepherd, the door.
它就是唯一的牧羊人，唯一的门。
And honestly, that's a refreshing thing.
很诚恳的说，这是一个非常偶然一新的一个说话。
The modern context, the modern self often says, be true to yourself. Look within and find your identity.
在现在的比较当代的那种理念里面，就是说要诚实，要坦然的面对自己。
But to be honest, that's an unbearable weight.
但是一个非常难受的一个方式。
It's exhausting to be your own shepherd.
这是一个非常让人劳累的一个被牧养。
The thief.Or, you know, our flesh promises freedom, but it often leads to burnout and self-doubt.
这是一个如果好多那些偷盗的人，或者是我们现在的肉体，通常都是呼唤我们进去，但是我们通常会非常的非常的 非常的苦恼。
There are countless doors. There are countless voices, countless shepherds that call out to us.
那边有无穷多的门，无穷多的那些牧羊人都让我们去呼唤着我们。
But Jesus here is claiming that he is the only one that leads to life.
但是耶稣基督在这边说，声称说他就是唯一的，到我们生命的唯一。
He calls out a few of those false shepherds, in the next verse, in verse 8.
他点名了几个假的牧羊人，在接下来的第八节里面。
He says, all who came before me.
凡在我以前先来的那些偷盗的但是他不会跟随，那些羊不会跟随他们。
And this accusation resembles in many ways, Ezekiel 34.
在这个说话里面，在以西结三十四章里面有好多说法。你不需要到的那个经节，但是我会这边跟你说，就是在以西结说里面，他就是把他比喻成了一个牧羊人。
And they're accused of feeding themselves rather than the sheep.
他指责他们说，他们是喂养自己，而不是喂养的那些绵羊。
So the leaders of Israel at the time have not strengthened the weak.
所以那个时代的以色列的领导人，他没有强壮他们的那个麦子。
They haven't healed the sick or bound up the injured.
他们没有治病病人，或者是也没有医治伤患。
They haven't brought back the stray. They haven't protected the sheep.
他们没有拿回那些街道，也没有保护那些绵羊。
They have.
但他们所做的是以武力或者严厉的手段来惩治他们。
It goes on to say that the result of their leadership was that the sheep were scattered.
所以结果就是那些绵羊们都逃跑了。
And in Ezekiel 34, the Lord promises, in light of the leaders' failings, that he would come himself.
所以在那个三十四章里面说，耶稣基督就会来呼唤着我们。
God himself will go and search for his sheep. He will find them and he will feed them.
所以主神就会自己带领着他们，他会找到我们。
So this applied to Jesus's the religious leadership at Jesus's time. It applied to the religious leadership in Old Testament time.
所以这样子就是对那些宗教领袖们在耶稣基督的时光，也是在不同的旧约或新约的时光。
And I have faith in the current religious leadership, specifically here in this church. But when we look broadly at the world and people in positions of power, we can see that they often do these same things.
我非常相信我们现在的那些领导人，包括我们在教会的领导人。但是如果你从一个更广泛的一个角度来看的话，现在的领导人是有不同的。
They have a tendency to feed themselves before they feed their sheep.
他们有一种那种趋向，就是他们喂养自己，而不是喂养那些绵羊。
Or often to feed themselves at the expense of their sheep.
或者通常他们喂养自己是通过来牺牲那些绵羊。
And these false shepherds, they stand in stark contrast to Jesus.
这些假牧羊人是跟耶稣基督有一个非常明显的一个反差。
They ultimately lead us into desert places of want and need.
所以他通常会把我们带到一个沙漠里面，通常那边充满了欲望。
But Jesus promises to lead us to.
但是耶稣基督保证我们说我们会带到我们的生命。
So the good shepherd provides life, and it's not just safety, but it's abundance.
所以一个好的牧羊人不仅仅是我们的生命啊，但是更多的是丰富。
In verse 10, he contrasts the thief. So the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but Jesus came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
所以在第十节的里面就有一个这样子的反差，那些盗贼们他就 来偷窃，来杀害，来毁坏，但是耶稣基督呢就来进来了，带着生命，带着了 丰盛的生活。
But what does that abundance look like?
但是那个丰盛的生活是怎样的情况呢？
I think when we each of us hear that word abundance, something comes to our mind.
如果我们说这边的人来说的话，丰盛的生活有一些东西就会在我们的脑袋里面显现出来。
For some reason, I think of donuts, but I might be hungry.
有些原因就是让我想到的是一个甜甜圈，也许我就是很饿吧。
The Bible though gives us a picture of what abundance looks like.
这个圣经给了我们一个什么是丰盛的生活的，看起来是什么样的。
In Psalm 23.
在诗篇二十三章里面。
So we're going to do something a little bit odd.
我们这边会做一点比较奇怪的事情。
But I'd like for us to try and picture what is actually happening in this passage as I read it. And so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes while I read this.
所以因为我要想让你们想象在这个经节当中，经文当中是一个什么样的情况，所以我要在讲的时候，希望你们能够闭上眼睛。
And picture yourself as a sheep.
在想象你们是一只羊。
So, this is Psalm 23, a psalm of David.
这就是诗篇二十三章，这就是大卫的诗。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我到可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不遭迫害。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup overflows.
使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Okay, you can open your eyes.
好，你可以打开眼睛。
What a wonderful picture.
这是多么美好的一个画面。
There's a reason that this is the passage that often is framed in people's houses.
这就是那些原因，为什么好多人都把这个这些话都把在家里面表征起来。Sorry.
Okay. Or that kids memorize when they're young.
或者是那些小孩们都会记住他们，当他们很小的时候。
This abundance is provided and available to us even in the presence of our enemies.
这些丰盛的生活提供了我们，即使是在我们的敌人的面前。
And notice he says there, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
在这边说，我们感觉不到任何的罪恶，因为你会跟我在一起。
So.The good shepherd leads us, and he calls us in. He shows us the gate that leads us to abundance.
所以一个好的牧羊人就是呼唤着我们，他我们进入一个门，达到了一个丰盛的生活。
But there are also false shepherds who claim to lead to life, but lead to death.
但也有一些假的牧羊人，他声称所以带到我们的生命，但其实是带到我们死亡。
How do we know which voice we're being led by?
所以我们怎么才能够知道我们什么样的声音在领导我们呢？
Jesus makes the distinction clear in verse 10, which we just read.
在耶稣基督在第十节里面非常明显的声称出来了。
The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
那些的偷盗的人通常会带来的是偷窃、杀害或者毁坏，但是我会带来生命，而且通常只是丰盛的生命。
So in other words, look at the fruit.
所以另外一句话说就是看看结果。
If you want to know which voice you're being, sorry, which voice you're following, which voice you're being led by, look at where you're being led.
所以如果你要看什么样的声音是领导着你们你也可以看看你被领导的那个气处在哪。
Ask yourself, am I being led toward peace or towards anxiety?
问我们自己，我们是被引导到了平安，或者是被引导到了焦虑。
Am I living in fear and scarcity, or am I living in provision and grace?
我是生活在恐惧或者匮乏当中，或者是生活在供应与恩惠当中呢？
Am I constantly striving to prove myself, or am I walking in freedom of being known by the shepherd?
我是在不断的想要证明自己，或者是我会在爱跟自由当中被认为是一个牧羊，是个羊。
And these questions aren't meant to induce guilt; they're diagnostic questions.
这些问题不是让你感到内疚，而是它是一个诊断性的问题。
Yeah, because often as sheep, we don't realize that we've wandered.Until we're caught in a thicket, or we realize we're all alone, and all the sheep left.
但是作为一个羊的话，我们通常不会感到我们是丢失了，直到我们被一个灌木丛给困住了，或者是我们发现周围没有别的羊了。
Sometimes we don't realize that we were listening to the thief's voice, so that it's been growing louder until we stop and say, "Why am I so tired?"
有时候我们就是。完全没有意识到我们在听那些偷盗的人的那些声音变得越来越大，但是我们都不问我们为什么不会这么的疲倦。
Why am I feeling so ashamed? Why do I feel like I always just have to do one more thing and then I'll be okay?
为什么说我们通常会感到非常的羞愧，或者是为什么我需要做再多一件事情，我们才会变得更好呢？
But the reality is that even those of us who have decided to follow Jesus.Heard his voice and entered into the sheepfold, we still continue to be influenced by other voices.
在现实当中，就是我们即使我们这些决定跟随耶稣基督的人，通常会听到他的声音或进入到羊圈，但是仍然会受到非耶稣基督的声音的影响。
When we follow the voices of other shepherds and not Jesus, does that mean we're not a part of his flock?
这是否意味着我们去跟随那些不是耶稣基督的人，我们是不是是我们的错误呢？
Jesus later on in this chapter makes it clear, no one can snatch my sheep from my hand.
在耶稣基督里面说明确的说明说，没有人可以把我的牧羊给弄走。
But it does mean that we're not accessing the abundance that He has provided for us.
但并不是说他会偷走我们的丰盛的生活。
As sheep in the flock of God, we still have the ability to walk out to where there is no food and try and find food there, even though Jesus has shown us clearly where it is.
作为一个羊绵羊的话，我们通常会找到食物，即使是那个耶稣基督告诉我们那个食物是在什么地方。
But there's continued.
但是在这边所有当中都有所有的恩典，因为耶稣基督总是在呼唤着我们回来。
He doesn't leave his sheep to figure it out on their own. He calls, he speaks.
他不会让羊那些独自的去摸索，而是他会呼唤着我们，他会说话。
He does that typically. He calls us back in two ways that I've seen. Jesus does it through his body.
通常会他做这样事情会有两种方法，第一个事情就是他通常会通过教会来告诉我们。
He gives us community to help us discern the voices that we're following.
他给了我们一个说一个一个 群体说我们是需要一块去追随耶稣的地方。
Sometimes the voice of the shepherd calling you back is just a friend at your kitchen table saying you don't have to carry that burden alone.
有时候那些牧羊人叫我们，就是说我们在在桌子旁边的时候，他会说哦，你不一定非要做这样的事情。
Or a brother saying you don't have to prove yourself here. You're already known and loved.
或者有些弟兄对你说你不一定非要做那些事情，你已经属于这边了。
And often God calls us back through Scripture and the Spirit.
有时候神会很多时候神就会告诉我们，在圣经里面告诉我们。通过安慰。
Through silence and prayer, when we realize that we have been following noise and not truth.
通过那些默祷，或者是通过那些不追随追随那些噪音，但是不追随真理的说法。
But always, always the voice of the shepherd is.
但是所有的牧羊人的声音都是爱。
Even when it corrects, it comforts.
即使他是在矫正，他也是一种安慰。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus says later in the chapter.
我的牧羊人，我带领着他们，他们也。
So if we find ourselves weary or scattered or tangled up in voices that aren't Jesus, what do we do?
所以我们当我们在感到焦虑感到担心的时候，我们应该做什么？
We don't try harder to be better sheep.
我们不是说更加的努力去变成一个更好的羊。
We don't white-knuckle ourselves back into the fold.
我们不会把所有东西都给弄掉，然后回到了原点。
I don't know if you've ever seen a sheep try and jump, but they can't jump very high.
但我不知道你们有没有看到那些绵羊的那跳，但他们跳的不是很高。所以非常对他们来说，跳过那个围墙是非常困难的。
What we do is we look up and we listen.
我们应该做的事情，我们往上看，我们听。
Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. They know it's me, and they follow me."
所以耶稣基督说，那些绵羊能够听到我，他能够跟随我。
So Jesus' voice is calling us. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Come and follow me.
所以那个耶稣基督就说：“哦，我是那个门，我是那个好的牧羊人，所以来跟随我吧。”
The crux of the matter, though, is this: the biggest point, the part you should.
这个最重要的点你应该记住的是
We can know and trust that Jesus is the good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep.
我们可以知道耶稣基督是非常好，是一个好的牧羊人，是因为他为我们舍命。
So, John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life.
所以在约翰福音第十一节那边就说了我是一个好的牧羊人好牧人都是为了羊来舍命。
Every other shepherd uses the sheep to live.
所有别的牧羊人都是通过利用那些绵羊来生命的。
Jesus is the only shepherd who dies. He gives his life to save his sheep.
耶稣基督是唯一的牧羊人是为羊而死的。
And this is the heart of Christianity. This is why we gather to worship every Sunday.
这就是我们基督教的一个核心。这就是我们为什么每一个周日都来这边来做敬拜。
Like we sang in the old rugged cross, the shepherd lays down his life. He becomes the lamb.
在我们以前所说的就是牧羊人。就是在十字架上成为了我们的。
He doesn't fight off the wolf. He lets the wolf tear him apart in our place. He's the substitute.
他不会把那些牧那些绵羊都留在后面，他是给我们了一些替代品。
Jesus gives up his life so that the sheep can live.
耶稣基督牺牲他的生命，所以那些羊可以生活。
And he does it voluntarily, joyfully, and completely.
耶稣基督是做这样子，是完全的自愿的，非常带着喜乐的，完完全全的。
That's how we can know that he is safe and that he is good.
这就是我们应该怎么知道他就是安全感，还有他是好的。
So, as we close.I have a few questions for you to consider.
在我们结束的之前，我有一些问题要问你们。
Where are you right now?
你现在是一个怎么样的地位？
Can you identify the voice that you've been following that has led you to where you are right now?
你可以指出哪些声音在指导带领着你们，或者是指导你们去哪里地方呢？
Are you near the shepherd and experiencing life abundantly?Or are you further away?
你是在靠近牧羊人，你看到了生命，看到了丰盛的生活，还是在远离他们呢？
The path back is always the same, whether you are a Christian or you aren't yet a Christian.
所以这个另外一个方面说法就是，你是不是已经是一个基督徒，或者是你还不是？
It's confession, repentance, and surrender.
这个就是悔改忏悔悔改和投降。
We confess where we have wandered.
我们承认我们所知道的。
We turn back to the shepherd who laid down his life for us.
我们回到我们的牧羊人，谁给了我们的生命和舍命。
And we put Jesus back on the throne of our lives.
我们把耶稣基督放回到他的皇冠里面。
He is never waiting with a lecture. He's there with open arms.
他从来不会再等着，而是他是在在那边像宇航员一样。
As a last word, because it is Father's Day.
最后一个说的就是今天是一个父亲节。
A question specifically for you. One, Happy Father's Day.
所以问题第一个对你们来说就是父亲节快乐。
But as you hopefully get time to rest today,
假设你有一定的休息的时间，
Consider what kind of shepherd are you?
你想想你是一个怎样的牧羊人呢？
When Jesus says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, he's not just giving us a truth to believe, but he's giving us a model.
当耶稣基督说好的牧羊人为羊舍命的时候，他不仅仅给了我们一个相信的真理，但同时也提供了我们一个效仿的一个榜样。
The New Testament doesn't give us a lot of specific detailed parenting instructions, but it does give us two verses, and I didn't have them, but...
新约圣经里面并没有我们提供非常详细的一个育儿经，但是给了我们两条生命的作为父亲的命令。
If you want to look them up later, it's Ephesians 6:4 and Colossians 3:21. But both of them boil down to, don't provoke your children to anger.
如果你可以看的话，你可以看以弗所书第六章第四节，或者是哥罗西书的第三章第二十一节。但是，两个人们都说了，你不要让你的儿女生气。
That's it. There aren't any how-to guides, no 10-step strategies.Instead, what we're given is the life of Jesus.
这就是这样子的。他没有一个非常冗长的一个操作的指南，或者是也没有一个十步的策略。但是，耶稣基督说的就是相信耶稣基督。
So, fathers, your children really don't need a flawless leader; they need a faithful one.
所以父亲们，你们不一定需要那些不信需要过多的索取，通过来舍己来引领我们。
They need a dad who stays near, and who sacrifices for their good.
所以他们所需要的一个父亲就是跟他们很陪伴他们身边。Sorry.
who says that you're safe with me because I'm safe with Jesus.
他们会说，哦，我是跟你是一块是安全的，因为我跟耶稣基督在一块是安全的。
Ultimately, they need to see in you what you have seen in Christ.
最终的是他们想要看到的你，就是他们想要看到的你所看到的耶稣基督。
A gentleness that doesn't excuse sin, but never crushes the sinner.
那些人他不会给他们找理由，但他们也一定会那些让那些罪人。
And a voice that calls them by name and leads them in grace.
那个声音就会带领着他们走向了恩典。
I'm really thankful to have a really good model for that, my dad. But that's about all I have for you today. What kind of shepherd are you? And what kind of shepherd are you following?
我非常感恩我有一个非常好的一个榜样，但是问题就是你是一个怎样的牧羊人，或者是你要一个让有一个怎么样的人来跟随你。
We have to let Jesus shepherd us so that we can shepherd others.
我们必须要让耶稣基督来牧养我们，所以我们可以牧养别的人。
I'll pray and then we can close.
我们来低头祷告。
Jesus, thank you so much that you are a good shepherd, that you kindly and gently lead us. You call us back. You use your shepherd's crook, you use your rod to correct us, to show us where we've gone the wrong way. But you're always pursuing us. And ultimately, God, we thank you that you have demonstrated your love for us in laying down your life for us. God, we just ask that we would be that model to the world, that the world would see and know the peace and abundance that comes from Jesus because of how we know it and experience it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.